This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 4, 2017. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, weekday commuters who have quickly become used to riding buses rather than the MBTA commuter rail between Salem and points north to Cape Ann over the last 2.5 weeks can start getting ready for a return to normal. The Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority announced Thursday that regular weekday rail service on the Newburyport-Rockport line will resume as planned on Monday, August 14. The announcement came as the agency confirmed that work on the Beverly Drawbridge is about to finish on schedule. The weekday alternative service utilizing buses to carry passengers between Salem and all stations north of the bridge, including Beverly, Manchester-by-the-Sea, and Rockport at the end of the line, will end as planned after Friday, August 11. Lisa Battiston, Deputy Press Secretary for the MBTA, said the agency will allow riders to continue using Zone 3 monthly passes through the end of August. The passes, which essentially treat each fare as if the rider is going to and from Salem Station, were put in place for riders further up the line to Rockport, who have been forced to take buses to and from Salem Station since July 17, then take a train the rest of the way to and from Boston's North Station. More on this story, written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, a long-term care hospital in Peabody that is down to only 10 patients is planning to close in October. Cura Health Boston North announced it's closing its 50-bed hospital due to financial losses from declining Medicare reimbursements and the lack of patients who need long-term acute care hospitals. The hospital, located in a residential neighborhood on King Street in Peabody, was the original home of the former city-run J.B. Thomas Hospital. It's been the site of a medical care facility for more than a century. Peabody State Representative Tom Walsh said he does not know what will happen to the building, but hopes it can remain as some type of medical facility. More in the story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. Gayla Colley writes in Item Live, the nearly $10,000 new town website in Swampscott aims to be more user-friendly and engaging for current or potential residents. Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald said the town budgeted a figure a little under $10,000 last year to upgrade the site to the new web software. The vendor used for the upgrade was Virtual Towns and Schools, which Fitzgerald called one of the largest web developers for cities and towns in New England. Fitzgerald said the project started 18 months ago and that Ronald Mendez, town treasurer and assistant town administrator, and Peter Kane, director of community development, stepped up to shepherd the upgrade along. He said the new site continues the Board of Selectmen's goals of trying to enhance transparency and customer service to the community. More in the story written by Gayla Colley on itemlive.com. Joanne McKenzie writes in today's Gloucester Times, this Saturday, Manchester-by-the-Sea once again shows the world why it is not like the Manchester-by-the-Sea, the movie. It's annual Festival by the Sea. The charm of Manchester-by-the-Sea, a town that had its beginnings in the days of bathing costumes and bicycles built for two, may not have been captured in that Hollywood Oscar winner, but it can be expressed in all its ages summer glory, showcasing some of the best buys Cape Ann has to offer, according to the article. If you go, Manchester-by-the-Sea Festival is called Manchester-by-the-Sea Festival by the Sea. More than 115 vendors offering artisanal crafts, fresh organic produce, food, wine, and beer by Ipswich Brewery in Maskenomo Park. This will be Saturday, August 5, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rain date will be on August 6. This is in downtown Manchester-by-the-Sea and Maskenomo Park. For more information, visit festivalbythesea.org or Festival by the Sea on Facebook. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Joanne McKenzie. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.